essayist. This is the writer and broadcaster, Ted Harrison. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:15, and that means it's time for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
In heaven, worms are flattered. They flutter by with rosaries dangling from their knives. German shepherds guide by nightfall little kinder. Little kinder dressed in starlight. Stubble on his face, it hurt me when we fell onto each other's faces. Dawn retraces heartache patterns across gray oceans. Could cast a smooth worn lover's stone, worn smooth from days of fertile deliberation. Smooth from days of fertile deliberation.
Grey Oceans by Coco Rosie, with the impish, somewhat Björk-like vocals emanating from Bianca Cassidy and the ethereal voice from her sister Sierra. Their shared biography of non-stop travel, forced separation, and fortunate reunion reads like a rejected plot for one of Lemony Snicket's series of unfortunate events, just because it has a happy ending. The fantastical, grotesque delight that is Coco Rosie. They're currently touring the Southwest USA and Mexico, but are coming to Europe in November. No UK dates announced yet, as far as I know, but we can live in hope. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to Lake Junction, where hope is always just around the corner. For example, just around this particular corner, where pathways meet and the fantastical finds the funk, we find Sun Ra. We'll be right back.
shoulders up.
Shante, Help Us Sing, by the Creole Choir of Cuba from their debut CD on Real World, Tan de La. Available at any audio outlet you care to mention next week. They were the musical gold standard of the Edinburgh Festival in 2009, and this year they'll probably take the London Jazz Festival by storm with their four-night run at the Theatre Royal Stratford East from the 17th to the 20th of November. Time for a visit to the drink now. That's a nautical reference, by the way, rather than an insight into my bad habits. Golden Sea is the title of the forthcoming CD by Danish moodmeisters Our Broken Garden, who feature Anna Bronsted, once of Efterklang, on keyboard and vocals. It's a tune called Seven Wild Horses. Is that the sound of the waves or of hooves beating on the shore? But before the enigmatic muse sets in, here's the eccentric delight of Primus Hornpipe by Belshazzar's Feast, with stellar guest appearances from Jackie Oates and Jim Murray.
say, Paul, do you mind if I try out some of my clogging dance?
That'd be my guest.
Thank you.
I can't wait.
I've been practicing, and it's pretty damn good now.
Okay, show us what you've got.
Yeah, okay. I'll try it any second now.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Ready? Wayne Sleep coming in now. Here come a couple of old pros.
Oh, it's Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Does he really? Oh, they knew how to do it in those days, didn't they? Okay. John Silver!
Ahoy there!
Well, not bad for a one-legged person, eh?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, happy Christmas.
Why? Can you see who's coming now? Let's hear it for Zebedee. Zebedee, come on!
Yay!
Yes! Yes!
Oh, what outfit?
Very special guest.
Roll out the red carpet.
Yes, let's welcome Her Majesty the Queen! Nice one, Mom.
Breathe.
Graham Fitkin's Glass, performed there by Graham himself on piano and Simon Harum on soprano sax. Simon's quotable quote about that piece definitely rings true. It was simply the most beautiful melody I've heard for a long time. On the other hand, maybe he should listen to Lake Junction more often, because here's more beautiful melody. It fell into my hands, after due payment, I hasten to add, because I couldn't just walk away from the CD stall at the Klezmer in the Park gig that took place in Regent's Park in London earlier this month. How can you walk away from a CD cover that says Nuba Rummel, played in D between 6 and 8 in the evening? Sometime later, I read that the Nuba is a classical Arabic form of Andalusian origin. The Nuba Rummel is from the tradition of the Algiers school. Each Nuba corresponds to a certain hour of the day in terms of human moods, poetry, and astronomical laws. So here's a Maseda Rummel from the Nuba Rummel with Habib Garoumi on oud and vocals and Hasina Garoumi on darbuka. Thank you. Seda Ramel from the Nuba Ramel, performed by Habib and Hasina Garumi. From a classical Arabic Nuba to a secular chanson from 16th century Amsterdam, composed by Jan Pieterszoon Sweelinck. Actually, it's more smoulderingly sensual than bog-standard secular. It's a setting of an epigram by Clement Marot from his A la Bouche de Diane. Does my heart have to melt when I'm near you, as wax before a fire? Ah, mouth that I desire, say nothing while kissing me. Yes, indeed, the joys of love unrequited. Bouche de coral.
Oh,
Samanyi, beautiful sadness from Umu Sangare, singing of the pain that is caused by death, which, as her song ominously reminds us several times, spares no one. Let's blow away the sublime sadness of Umu's song with tonight's track from More Miles Than Money, the double CD soundtrack which accompanies Garth Cartwright's book about the current state of music in the United States. This is a round dance performed by Pipestone, a mighty ensemble from the Lac Court d'Oreille Ojibwe Reservation in Wisconsin. Here they chant out the secrets of their love lives with the wry but hectic Crazy Love Life.
We are. La nuit, la clé, coule au jour.
Bedroom woman just singing the blues, heard the radio telling the news. Said the Big Red Army took 100 towns and allies, dropping them 2-ton bombs. Started hollering, yelling, dancing up and down like a bullfrog. Doorbell rung and in come a man, signed my name, I got a telegram. Said, if you want to take a vacation trip, got a dishwashing job on a Liberty ship. Woman a-crying, me a-flying, out the door and down the line. About 2 minutes, I run 10 blocks, I come to my ship down at the dock. Walked up the plank and I signed my name, blowed that whistle and was gone again. Right on out and down the stream, ships dispersed, my eye could see. Woman waiting. Ship loaded down with TNT, all out across the rolling sea. Stood on the deck, watched the fishes swim. I was praying them fish wasn't made out of tin. Sharks, porpoises, jelly beans, rainbow trouts, mud cats, dugars, all over that water. This convoy's the biggest I ever did see. It stretches all the way out across the sea, and the ships blow the whistles and the ringer bells. Gonna blow them fascists all to hell. Win some freedom, liberty, stuff like that. Walked to the tail and stood on the stern, looking at the big brass screw blade turn. Listened to the sound of the engine pound. Gained 16 feet every time went around. Getting closer and closer. Look out, you fascists. I'm just one of the merchant crew. I belong to the union called the NMU. I'm a union man from head to toe. I'm USA and CIO. Fighting out here on the waters to win some freedom on the land.
More music from the ocean wave. In fact, a talking blues from the anti-fascist heart of the Merchant Marine, Woody Guthrie's Talking Sailor. That version is from last year's My Dusty Road box set, which released the old song sounding better than ever before, because the pristine masters had been found under a bed in an apartment in Hoboken. They'd been miraculously preserved for over 50 years merely by the dust of ages and some skanky old items of personal apparel. Rather like myself, I guess. Before that, a second helping of the Creole Choir of Cuba with a tune called Marule. I'm Max Reinhardt. You're listening to Lake Junction. And if you want to know more about the music you're listening to, just have a look at the Radio 3 web pages. Now, I know his anniversary was a good 10 days ago, but nevertheless, Jimi Hendrix is about to step shimmering and dripping from the surf with 1983, A Merman I Should Turn to Be. But before that, tonight's first dip into Uri Kane's kaleidoscopic rendering and expansion of Bach's Goldberg Variations. This is the chorale variation, performed by the Kettwiger Bach Ensemble.
Oh, told my love, Katharina, and me desire to take a last walk through the noise to the sea. Not to die, but to be reborn away from the land so battered and torn. Forever. Oh, say, can you see it's really such a mess? Every inch of earth is a fighting mess. Giant pencil and lipstick tube shaped flames continue to rain and cause screaming pain and the Arctic stains from silver blue to bloody red as I beat find the sand and the sea is straight ahead. That's what they say. That's why they ain't coming with us today. And they also said it's impossible for a man to live and breathe underwater forever was a main complaint. And they also threw this in my face. They said, anyway, you know good and well, it would be beyond the will of God and the grace of the king. Of the king. So my darling and I make love in the sand to salute the last moment ever on dreamland. Our machine and its dentist work played us quite well without a scratch on our body and we bid it farewell. Starfish and giant flumes greet us with a smile. Before our heads go under, we take our last look at killing noise. Warp the outer style.
Thank you.
1983, A Merman I Should Turn to Be, the Jimi Hendrix Experience from Electric Ladyland. And about 4 or 5 years ago on this very programme, Verity Sharp decided that that track contains the finest guitar solo of all time. What can you follow that with? Liszt, of course. La Lugubre Gondola version number 1, played here by Hussein Sermet.
Thank you.
Floating from Skerry by the Catherine Tickell Band, featuring Catherine herself not on Northumbrian pipes, but on fiddle. And that was written, actually, by her accordionist, Lynn Tocker, when she was only 14 years old. Before that, another Goldberg variation from Uri Kane, the Canon at the Sixth in 6-4, and once again that featured the Kettwiger Bach Ensemble. And now, there's a new Brodsky Quartet album out called Rhythm and Texture, and here's a work from it by Mario La Vista. It's called Reflejos de la Noche, Reflections of the Night.
Ah! Thank you.
Mario La Vista's String Quartet No. 2, Reflejos de la Noche, played there by the Brodsky Quartet. And La Vista created all those sounds of the night using only the string quartet and its harmonics and overtones. Mind you, if you were sleeping in a house with that much noise going on, wouldn't you call in pest control the next day? Which brings us very close to the end of Lake Junction for tonight, though you can listen to it again over the next 7 days via the Radio 3 web pages. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'm going to leave you tonight with a Martin Simpson tune, Deep Blue Sea. But before that, Blue Eyeshadow from Arto Lindsay. Good night.
Blue eyeshadow, all smudge and red. Moonlight you restore to the air.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Radio 3 Through the Night. The Far East came to Brussels in 2009. Besides the Europalia exhibition's celebration of all things Chinese, at the end of August, the Palais des Beaux-Arts welcomed some visitors from Korea, the Seoul Philharmonic Orchestra, and conductor Myung-hoon Chung, its music director since the orchestra was reformed in 2005. Bartok's Third Piano Concerto and Debussy's La Mer both feature in their programme, but they begin with their composer-in-residence, Unsuk Chin. Now approaching her 50th birthday, she's lived in Germany for over 20 years, and her first opera, Alice in Wonderland, was premiered in Munich in 2007. This is the Mad Hatter's Tea Party.
Thank you.
The Mad Hatter's Tea Party from Unsuk Chin's opera Alice in Wonderland. I don't know what you thought, but it sounded to me as though Prokofiev was one of the guests. The Seoul Philharmonic Orchestra has been on a mission since it was reformed in 2005 to remind the world of Korea's tradition of classical performers. The conductor Myung-hoon Chung is from a well-known musical family, and now there's the young pianist Sunwook Kim. He won the Leeds competition in 2006. And here he is playing Bartok's third piano concerto.
Thank you.
Bartók's third piano concerto, its tranquility disguising the fact that the composer was dying when he composed it in 1945. In fact, it was only first performed after his death. Sunwook Kim gave that performance with the Seoul Philharmonic Orchestra and Myung-hoon Chung. Chung has bridged the gap between Europe and East Asia as few other conductors have done, but France has a special claim to his affections. He was the music director who inaugurated Paris's new Bastille Opera House in 1989, and he was later awarded the Légion d'honneur for his services to French music. Here he is conducting Debussy's La Mer.